This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The mother of Christian Glass took the stand Wednesday in the trial for the former deputy who shot and killed her son 2 years ago. Sally Glass testified about some of the items in Christian's car, including rocks.
He was fascinated with them, always was, from a small boy. When I washed his clothes, he would have various rocks in his pockets. Just loved rocks, just thought they were beautiful.
Sally Glass testified for less than an hour Wednesday morning. Christian Glass told officers he had rocks in his car when they arrived on the scene that night in 2022. The trial for Andrew Buen continues this week. Colorado lawmakers have rejected a bill that would have raised taxes on short-term rental property owners. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The legislation proposed changing the tax rate on such units, like homes listed on Airbnb, to the commercial property rate. That's four times higher than the residential rate. Supporters said the money would help communities pay for local services and schools. Short-term rental property owners opposed the bill. The Senate Finance Committee killed it in a bipartisan vote of 6-1 on Tuesday. The legislature has tried and failed more than once to raise taxes on short-term rentals, a flashpoint in mountain towns across the state. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado has its first $100 million home. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Casino maven and real estate developer Steve Wynn purchased the Aspen home for a record $108 million. He split the cost with businessman Thomas Petterfee, one of the richest men in the world. The 11-bedroom, 17-bath mansion sits at the base of Red Mountain and is more than 22,000 square feet. Recent building caps in Pitkin County make it unlikely that the area will see another home built at that scale. Colorado's previous record for most expensive home was just set last week when another home in Aspen sold for $77 million. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
In the mountains, there's snow today and into the weekend. Around Denver, it's rain and snow and highs today in the 40s. This is CPR News.